Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right, oh, when the right way was left. Cause the scribbles look so sad. And who says you can win them all if you try?
Position that the American empire now finds itself in,
I could not help but to smile and laugh because most people doubted it. Brothers and sisters, we have been telling you for the longest that these things were going to happen. How did we know? It was because the most honorable Elijah Muhammad had taught us these things. Some of you are not steeped in the teaching so that you didn't understand. You could not conceive that the great American power would be perplexed today and she would be visited on all sides. I want to get to something as I'm talking to you all. In this book titled Fall of America, I want to go to it. Let's open it up real quick. In chapter 29, the title of it is called Fall and Rise of Nations. When I was listening to this song, I thought about this chapter in particular because other generations, they could only picture what we are now living in. And we act as though the collapse and the fall of America is not going on, pointing to the collapse of American power. Do you not see that? Everything. And all you hear are the politicians and the people whining and crying and scheming and planning and plotting and lying and deceiving, even in the midst of their fall. They don't want to do right, and most of them can't do right because they've lived in a society that is diametrically opposed to right doing and right thinking and right living. Let me go into this chapter real quick because I want to jump a few spots, okay? So y'all bear with me. We rarely get time with each other, so y'all take the time out. Be patient with your brother. I saw a lot of people get disconnected as the show was coming on. I don't even care about that. If you call back in, you call back in. If not, hey, all praise is due to Allah. If you get knocked off your link and you don't bring to come back, that's good too. I'm going to stay on my post and I'm going to give you what Allah has given us to give you through his last apostle, okay? And we're going to try to put it in terms that you can see right here, right now, with world events, with the economics, and with the politics that is quickly breaking down, all right? In this chapter, the fall of America, fall and rise of nations. I just want to get down to something, but I'm going to read it in this entire context. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. But as I always do, I like to put these things in context so no one can accuse me of teaching or saying something out of context. And it is very important that we get things in context, in the proper context, because we have been living in a society that has taken everything out of this context to glorify its way of life, or its way of death, I should say, to glorify its culture, to glorify its exceptionalism. So it's very important that we put things in the context of which they are as we present them before the people. So in this time, in this chapter, Muhammad writes, and bear with me, let me take a sip of water. The title of this chapter is taken from the 13th chapter of the Holy Quran entitled, The Thunder, Past History That Teaches of the Fall and Rise of Many Nations. However, in this day, after this destruction of the nations, there will be no rise of these destroyed nations because Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, will destroy those who cause evil to spread far and wide. He will destroy those who love to make war on others, as it is written in Psalms 68:30. Okay? Now, this is very important because if we look around, I'm going to keep going, but this is not the point that I want to get to, but I have to address points as we get to them, okay? If we look at the global landscape, whether it be economically, culturally, technologically, or militarily, or politically, we will see that America believes that she is the exception to every rule. Do as I say, not as I do. If you do as I do, then you are a threat to the so-called international order or the so-called, quote-unquote, rules-based order, which is based off rules of white exceptionalism, racism, white domination, greed, pillaging. It's okay for me to do it. But how dare you think that you are exceptional like me? Let's go further. He said, talking about the God who comes in person this day, right? Because remember, God promised Abraham in Genesis that he would come himself and judge the people who had ill and treated his people. He wasn't going to send no angels. He was coming himself to do the job according to Genesis, according to the Bible, okay? He would appear in person to judge those people. And then we would be redeemed, right? This is what it says. He will destroy those who love to make war on others, as it is written. Well, as Martin Luther King says, black people love to quote Martin Luther King, and says white people love to use that so-called passive attitude of Martin Luther King. Let us refer to Martin Luther King when he referred to America as the number one purveyor of violence on the planet Earth. This is what Martin said. She is the number one purveyor of violence on the planet Earth. Now, let's go further in this chapter real quick, and let's get to these points because I got clips I got to play, and I got to tie in a whole bunch of stuff if it be the will of Allah. During the whole time of the mischief maker, in parentheticals it says devil, 6,000 years on our planet, there has been one war right after another. It ain't start has. Huh? There has never been any peace among them. So if it ain't been no peace among them, how can you expect peace to reign amongst us, living amongst them? It says, you cannot live with them in peace. Peace was never in the nature of the white race. This is something that gets diced up and mixed by these pseudo-scientists of Islam, these pseudo-ministers of Islam. They leave out these things so that they can gain favor among the people or favor among their enemies. But the truth be told, peace was never in their nature. And we can see that today. Yes, some act in contradiction to their nature. Right? But if you have a cobra, you have a garden snake, you have a water moccasin, you have a rattlesnake, you have a black mamba, all of them are snakes. One may not be poisonous, have the exact same nature to strike you. Right? Let's go further. The white race was made to destroy the peace from the earth, and they have just about destroyed the peace from the earth. Let's look and see if Muhammad, if his words hold weight. In Africa, who lies at the root cause of the destabilization, the division, right? Pillaging of that continent. Tell me this. I'm asking. Because no matter where you look at, where they say war torn this, war torn that, who lies as the root cause of that? Talk to me. Because you still have these colonial powers behind the scenes using this person against this person so that they can come in and scoop up the resources. Who does that? Well, America's not responsible for. I'm not talking about America. Right now, I'm talking about who is responsible for that. France, Belgium, all of the European nations, including America, Canada, and Australia, all of these so-called Western nations, which is code for white. Okay? So is Elijah Muhammad lying when he tells you that they have, they were made to destroy the peace of the earth? Because if we look at the situation, the global situation, with it being financed, look at the situation financially and economically. The world is in a tailspin because of the greed and ineptitude, the deception. If we look at the culture, this is a culture of death globally. Right? If we look at the geopolitical landscape, if you don't bow to me, I'll sanction you. If the sanctions don't work, I'll overthrow your government. If the overthrow of the government don't work, I'm coming in with tanks and bombs. Huh? I'm asking you this stuff because we don't look at these things. We don't call the ace of ace and the spade a spade because we have been indoctrinated into to the Eurocentric mind and culture. And we, some of us, and some parts of us, go along just to get along. This is what Muhammad says. The white race was made to destroy the peace from the earth, and they have just about destroyed peace from the earth. The Bible, Isaiah, as it is written, the people know not the way of peace. Now, right here, as we see the nation meeting because of the threat of war, so-called looming in the on the European continent. None of them trust each other. It never settles in. Why? Because they are untrustworthy amongst themselves and amongst others. Huh? Am I lying? Ah, brother, it's not about race. Then tell me what it's about then. If it ain't about that. Because we got to address these things as they are. When you look at the situation, they can never attain peace, no matter how they go before the cameras. And we're not just talking about America. We're talking about the entire Western world. Okay? Listen to this. He says, the Bible, Isaiah, as it is written, the people know not the way of peace. Right? Now, if you look at the situation, it is troubling in the news, and it's been on the 24 our news cycle about the situation that's blowing up in Europe, which, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. The wars will come, but you will have little battles here and there. You will have little scrimmages here and there. But the main war in Europe is not to come yet. They're throwing you a head fake. Some real possibilities there. Now, I want you to understand something. The beef is not about global security, even though they phrase that like such. If you look in keywords, in every statement, if you look at, listen to every video, there are key phrases and keywords that they use as America and Russia clashes. Remember I told you that Gog and Magog had to sally forth and do this. They had to. That's what the scriptures say. But the key words in here is European security. This is a threat to European security. There must be a total security for all of Europe. That's what they talk about. What about that? What about Asia? What about South and Central America? What about the islands in the Caribbean? So that doesn't matter as much. All that matters is European security. Huh? See, they use these code words, which I'm telling you, these people are slick. But let's go a little further. Why should peace lovers want a world to live in where there is no peace? Now, mind you, that question is very relevant to the situation that is going on at hand. Because as we talk about the instability in the global system, in all areas of it, America and Russia and all of these other nations are trying to maintain a system which is diametrically opposed to peace, which is diametrically opposed to freedom, freedom to the nations that they have held captive and underfoot and under boot, justice for those who have been deprived of a voice and a right to say and do what is right, and equality. Even in the UN, there's no equality. There's five nations that get a say over the entire globe. This architecture cannot last long. This type of system is opposed to the system that God wants to bring in, and that is, he is bringing in. That's why you see the war. That's why you see the face-offs. That's why you see the economic crisis. That's why you see people just turning against people, because you have some who are longing for justice, for freedom, for equality, and for something new, and you have others who want to hold on to that which they have benefited from. So that brings two opposing sides into a clash. want a world in which there is no peace. Why? If America's so keen on peace, if Russia's so keen on peace, if the European nations are so keen on peace, then why are they risking everything to maintain an international order that is diametrically opposed to peace? And to prove to you that it's diametrically opposed to peace, everywhere they plant their boot at, there's war. And they have had not just a nation-to-nation war, a state-to-state war, or hemispheric war. They've had at least two world wars. You're listening good. All praise is due to Allah. We're talking about the tears from the empire and the memoirs of war. It says, if peace can be established, the nations want peace. Yeah, if peace can be established, but they want the peace on their terms. This is what America says. When Russia says, listen, when we're talking about our security, this has to take place. America says, no, 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 no. It has to go on our terms. NATO, it has to be on our terms. You see, they want peace, but they want peace on their own terms and not on the terms that is laid out by the natural order of things. Established. The nations want peace, but they cannot have peace until the power of the peace breaker has been broken. That's what I wanted to get to. That sentence right there. If peace can be established, the nations want peace, but they cannot have peace until the power of the peace breaker has been broken. Now, we don't look at these situations. I think on page 115 of The Fall of America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, and I'm paraphrasing. No, I'm not going to paraphrase. I'm going to read it or something. America, in trying to hold her place as the greatest power among the nations of earth, is one of the most troubled nations or countries on earth today. See, the trouble stems from her injustice towards you and I, her arrogance, her racism towards you and I. And so God has raised up these outlying nations to trouble her. Big and small, they are now troubling America. She has to put warships over here and warships over there and warplanes over there. Everywhere you look, she's involved in every nation's business. And listen to me good. And as she gets involved in the nation's business, according to the Western media, she's always justified. Because according to them, if America is not involved, the whole world falls apart. But look what happened is under her rule. The whole world is falling apart. So the justification for her being in other people's business is a washed up excuse that is no longer palatable for the world. Because they're looking at her for what she is now. She's in trouble. Economically, she knows this. She's mad, as I told you in one of the previous shows, that in the current state that America is in, she's collapsing. Her markets are collapsing. Her currency is collapsing. As a matter of fact, I was going to do a premium article about this on the Patreon, and I'm just going to touch on it. But I bet you some of you don't even know that of all of this stuff that's going on with Russia and America. America comes out and says, well, we deem China as the greatest threat to us, not Russia. Russia can be the second greatest threat, but China is the greatest threat. And this comes out, I mean, less than 24 hours after news broke that some Latin or South and Central American nations contacted Beijing, or whatever you want to call it, the capital of China. They talked back and forth amongst each other, and they have requested that Beijing up the amount of the currency swaps between their nations so that they can bounce out of the dollar. Argentina is one of them. Argentina is one of them. You know Argentina, right? The one that had the female president, and she was almost put in jail because America didn't like her. And because she said that America was giving cancer to Latin American leaders who were opposed to the empire. Huh? But under the new president, who is actually a part of her party, and I think she's a senator or a vice president now under him, they have requested that Beijing up the amount of currency, yuan, in Latin America so that they can free themselves from the dollar and the euro debt. Why would they want to do that? Huh? Because they are dissatisfied with the policies of Europe and America. And they know that through the euro and through the dollar can be manipulated. And that people can be sanctioned. But outside of that, American Europe has only one recourse, and that's war. So they know this. Right? I just want to put that out there for you. I know a lot of you are not aware of that. But that took place. And I'm talking about in the last 72 hours that took place. Specifically Argentina, but Argentina was speaking for an array of South American and Central American nations. The amount of yuan in the currency swap deals to hurry up and internationalize the yuan so that they can get and extract their nations out of dollar and euro debt. In the cycle of sanctions. But see, the whole world is tired of this. And they're moving outside of American imperialism. And so this is threatening America. She's troubled. She's trying to rein in little nations. And then you have a blow up with China. A lot of you don't know that the F-35 that crashed, that hit the deck. Let me put that in the context of what actually went on. According to one of my sources, that this America was holding war games. They didn't announce that to you this. Close to a Chinese base, what they call the Paracel Islands in the West, close to one of the Chinese bases. And China had warned them to stay clear of that. And America ignored the warning, so China used EWs, or electronic warfare tactics, and they jammed the controls on the deck 35 as it tried to make a land on the deck, and that's what happened. See, they're not going to give you this stuff because they want to present to you a united front that America is still the greatest power, America is still the strongest power, America is still that exceptional nation or that city that sits upon a hill. But she's suffering because her enemies have weapons like her too. What did Elijah Muhammad tell you? In these last days, he said that America's enemies will have the same things that she has and some of them better. What are we looking at? Are we not looking at that right here and right now? So there's so much going on. And the empire is screaming to the top of her lungs. She's crying. As long as she was able to dominate the nations, she smiled. And thumped her chest. Now she's screaming and crying and writing her memoirs of war, of the power that she used to be and the power and influence that she used to have and exerted on the nation. This is God breaking her power. This is God setting the nations at variance against each other. This is to break the stranglehold of power that this white world or the Western world has on everybody and to help usher in something new, something better. Something more equitable. What did he say? If peace can be established, the nations want peace. But they cannot have peace until the power, listen to me, until the power of the peacebreaker has been broken. So we know that America, being the greatest power, and in so many words, being the God of this world, because she exerted power and influence everywhere. We know that God is breaking her power, and how does he break the Western world power? Theology of time. Elijah Muhammad says to us that he goes and attacks their trade. Right? He brings their trade to naught. When the trade is broken, the currencies lose value. When the currencies lose value, they cannot fund their militaries. When they cannot fund their militaries at home and abroad, we have insurrection and disillusionment. And they are weakened, all right? Man, I'm telling you, we have the master strategist. We have the master conductor that is conducting such a beautiful symphony called the judgment of the world. And the whole world is the orchestra. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I tell you for real, brothers and sisters, as I always say, as I often say, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And especially in this day and time, because we've seen these things on the horizon. We've seen God decree a thing, and now we don't have to wait 100 years, 1,000 years, 2,000 years, because we're at the end of that. And America must be destroyed, because a new world can't come in if there's great obstacles that are blocking the emergence of a new world. So what God does, he removes the obstacles. Anything that is in opposition to his will be removed, and is being removed. You see that now? You don't believe America's power is being removed? Let me go to something real quick, just on the fly. Let's see. Y'all give me a sec. All right, here we go. Look at that. Just on the fly. This is just on the fly. We go to here. Listen to this article right here. COVID era money printing will lead to economic collapse. Robert Kiyosaki. Stop right there. That's the rich man, poor man, rich dad, poor dad author. Now, this is on RT, but I actually read part of this article last night on Yahoo News. So I know what it's about. Check this out. America, by some people's account, ushered in a COVID era to weaken and cripple China economically and give her a black spot on her record internationally. And now look at the blowback effect of it. The messenger said that America would continue to suffer setbacks and failure. And we see that. Let's read some of this article real quick, Jimmy, okay? COVID-era money printing will lead to economic collapse by Robert Kiyosaki. Economists suggest buying physical gold as the U.S. dollar becomes worthless. Famed writer and economist Robert Kiyosaki has warned that the actions of the government, what government? Of government, such as spending 16% of global GDP on the COVID pandemic and massive money printing, could lead to a crash so big that even the global reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, becomes worthless. In the latest episode of Live from the Vault, the businessman explained that when the house of cards, now he calls America's economy and the global economy a house of cards, all right? So now I'm going to see if we can pull this up real quick. All right. Now, according to the dictionary, the phrase house of cards means a structure built out of playing cards balanced together, an insubstantial or insecure situation or plan. So we have a definition for that, right? Now, all of this is on the fly. So now, let's go back to what he said. In the latest episode of Live from the Vault, the businessman explained that when the house of cards starts coming down during unprecedented economic times, there's a need to reconsider how people store their wealth. All right? The big problem with fiat monies is that it's largely issuer, he said. I'm going to get to something, because something just came up to me. All right, hold on 1 second. Y'all have to, I do this on the fly. Hold on 1 second. Boom. Now, the word unprecedented means it's an adjective. It means never done or known before, unparalleled, unequal, unrivaled, without parallel. That's what it means. So now let's go back to that. And the reason I do this on the fly is because, again, when we're talking about this of the greatest magnitude, it is very important that you understand the words that are being said to you and that you don't gloss over the meaning of these words because they carry so much weight. He says, house of cards. What is a house of cards? A structure built out of playing cards precariously balanced together. An insubstantial or unsecured situation or plan. And we go to unprecedented, never done or known before. Unparalleled, unequaled, unmatched, unrivaled, without parallel. Now, he says, in the latest episode of Live from the Vault, the businessman explained that when the house of cards starts coming down, doing unprecedented, unparalleled, unknown, never before seen economic time, there's a need to reconsider what where your wealth is being stored, right? That's what they're thinking about, wealth. That's what they always think about, wealth. They don't think about doing right, thinking right, reevaluating yourself so that you can make yourself worthy of God's mercy. The first thing they go to is saving wealth. That's it. And they don't understand that wealth starts spiritually. It's an outward growth, not an inward growth. It's outward. It starts within, and it flourishes to the outside. Because once you are wealthy spiritually, materialism really doesn't matter. Because you are happy, and you're in heaven, or you're in a condition of satisfaction no matter where you are. Now he says, according to Kiyosaki, there are a number of ways to store wealth that are independent of any central bank and can help to mitigate the impact of any pending crash. Now stop right there for a minute because it's something I want to go to. Okay? Give me 1 second while I do this. All right, here we are. Let's see. Why are we talking about this? All right. So, brothers and sisters, please bear with your brother, because I do, like I said, I do this on the fly. I'm going to go back to something, then I want to read something, okay? He says, according to Kiyosaki, there are a number of ways to store wealth that are independent of any central bank and can help to mitigate the impact of any pending economic crash. Those are primarily buying gold and silver, he said, adding that investing in real estate and crypto are also the right things to do. They and then in parenthetical, this says government, now have to keep printing or we crash, said the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, stressing, that's why I've been bullish on gold for years. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because, and the reason I'm reading this to you is because I want to transition to something. So he's talking about the storing of wealth. And this is what white people know in the financial landscape. This is what they're doing. Now, remember, the average black person in America can't afford gold. At $1,800 to $1,900 an ounce, you can't afford gold. Because you don't have the financial wherewithal or the resources to do it. And only a few, if that, will do it or can do it. So they don't talk about farming. He's not talking about doing what is right. He's talking about trying to preserve that which is of this system. He wants to preserve the nominal terms of the dollar in equation with gold and silver. He doesn't want to lose those zeros when the currencies become worthless. Now, in James, the fifth chapter of the Bible, it reads like this. Go to now, ye rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Whoa, stop right there. It didn't say poor men, poor women. It didn't say middle-class men, middle-class women. Keyword, go to now, not to later, not to yesteryear, but to now. ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Now, I want you to understand what is being said right there. The word now, according to the dictionary, is an adverb. It means at the present time or moment. At the moment, at present, just now, right now, at the present time. That's what the definition gives us. So knowing that, when he says, it's not talking about some past years. It's talking about right here. How do we know it's talking about right here? Look at the economic situation that the world is now under. So it's not talking about what 80 years ago. It's talking about right now. And we can prove it because you look at the economic situation and the deterioration of the markets and the currencies around the globe, and we can truly say that the now is here, right? Go to now, ye rich men, not poor men, not middle-class men, but rich men. So this is exclusively for them who are able to gold and silver at record numbers. And I want to put something on your head here for some of you who may not understand why it's saying that, right? And it tells them, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. That's why when you hear all of these pundits come out, they're always talking about wealth preservation. Why? Even as they acknowledge that the system is inherently corrupt, racist, and predatory, they still want to preserve their portion of it. And if that is the case, then there's no need for the judgment, because you're just going to let those who are at the top remain at the top in another system. So it's all got to go. So the book says, go to now, in this day and time, brothers and sisters, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Now, let's go to the definition of something, okay, so that we can understand what is said to us right here. Boom. All right. Corrupt. Corrupted comes from the word corrupt. It is the past tense of the word corrupt. It says, cause to act dishonestly in return for money or personal gain. Say that again. I'm going to say that again so that you can understand that, because that's heavy. Cause to act dishonestly in return for money or personal gain. To bribe, suborn, buy off, pay off, alter, falsify, manipulate. Okay? It says, your riches are what? Corrupted. And your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered. You understand that? Brothers and sisters, I guess you read scripture and you don't heed and read the definition. The word canker is an adjective, all right? And it says affected by a malign or corrupting influence. Not only is the system corrupt, right, or canker, but the money that they have received from the system, right, it's corrupt. Now, to give you an example of that, if you were to buy stolen property off a thief, right, and you knew that the thief, well, you're going to be held accountable anyhow, but especially if you knew the thief stole the property, right, they will hold you responsible because you should not have done what you did. Is that not right? According to the so-called laws and justice of America, right? So if you have made a fortune off a corrupt system that you know that is inherently predatory, is that not the same thing? And so you're telling me that America is more just to do that than God? Get the hell out of here. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we are on the path for destruction for this country. We're on the path of destruction for this world order. So let's go further. It says, and the rest of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. This is what it says about, and it's talking about you here in this next verse. It says, behold, the hire of laborers who have reaped down your fields. Look at this. You can go to Burger King. You can go to McDonald's. You go in there, you see a whole host of black people working there. Not one of them on it now, but all of them working there. They are getting pennies, as those who are predatory are getting millions. Right? These are the economic fields that you have reaped for these people. It says, which is of you kept back by fraud. What? That's what it says. What? But what is fraud? What is it? Let's see what fraud is. According to the dictionary. A noun. Wrongful or criminal deception intended to result in financial or personal gain. See that word, financial? Or personal gain. Fraudulent. Sharp practice. Cheating. Swindling. Trickery. For example, I'm going to say about this man and his system. None of it's you, right? It's a fraud. Huh? A fake. A sham. An imposter. A pretender, according to the dictionary, right? I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, they are now reaping what they have sown and they have delightfully put on the backs of other people. All right? Now, as we look at this, I want to read something to you. This is from a few days ago. This is from the, the economic collapse ball. I'm about to go to it. But I want you, because these white people are telling each other. That they're seeing something coming. So this was printed the 23rd of January, okay? I just flipped to it. I can read more recent articles, but since the screen showed this one, I'm going to read it. The name of this article is We Are Being Warned That a Horrifying Stock Market Crash, Which Could Wipe Out Trillions, Has Now Begun. Remember what I told you, that this will not be no one size fit all. No, the judgment, Allah is going to bring judgment in multiple ways on America. While she's been hit by a nor'easter, while she's been hit by a tornado, while she's been hit by massive wildfires or earthquakes or whatever, at the same time, the economics of the situation exacerbates her position. Her deteriorating position, excuse me, because it takes billions to recover from each and every one of these catastrophic events that hit America. Now, while that is going on, she is thus printing up more money to try to buy some. As a matter of fact, I remember reading some earlier. Let me see if I can pull up the article, pull up the link or something. Listen to this. Oh, here, on MarketWatch. I was reading this last night, reading a thing about this. A Market Watch, it says U.S. trade deficit in goods top $1 trillion in 2021 for the first time ever. Ain't that something? Deficit. You know what a deficit means? Huh? Well, let's see. I'm not going to tell you what it is. We're going to read it, and we're going to see. According to the dictionary, the word deficit is a noun, right? And it says all, finance, sport, psychology, medicine. It says the amount by which something, especially a sum of money, too small. A shortfall, a deficiency, a shortage, undersupply, a slippage, indebtedness. Okay? So she had a trade deficit. She constantly has trade deficits. Now, guess who she is indebted to? The same nation that she's trying to make war with. Tell me how that makes sense. You tell me. See, that's that crackhead politics. I smoke crack. Almost going to my dealer and borrow, because I don't have no money. I smoked up everything. I'm going to borrow some. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to put a gun in his head. That's the American policy. That's crackhead policy. And all of you know somebody on crack who thinks they're smarter than everybody. And when they start talking, you see the game coming out of them. And you can see it, and everybody around you can see the lie, but they don't see it. Because they actually think in their mind that they can get over on you, right? And you say, you inside of you, you're shaking your head, and you're saying, I know they don't think we believe this. But this is the policy of America. She will lie and lie and lie and then rearrange the lie to make it seem like somebody else lied to her. Right? But I'm telling you, this is the insanity. This is the derision that God has said he would put on her for her mistreatment of you and I. The everything that is going on with America is to break her power. Before we get any further, before we go any further, before we address anything else, let us address the main reason why America is falling. Let us address the main reason why God has her in the crosshairs. Let us address the main reason why America's economy is being eviscerated and her power abroad is being challenged and rebuffed and her influence is being rejected. The main reason is to free you and me. That is the main reason. We are the apple of God's eye. And God said that he would kill off nations to give us a home. But that's a loving God, ain't it? The Lords of the Lord that nobody appreciated, even our own people who come from Africa, come over here and they look down on us. But the whole world is being made to bear witness that Master Farad Muhammad is God through the judgment. And if he is God, then that means we are his people. And if we are his people, that means every tongue shall confess. And every knee will bow to the leaders of the new world order. Not that new world order that the white man talking about. We're talking about a new world order of righteousness, justice, freedom, equality, peace, and unlimited progress and righteous things. This is why God is tearing America to shreds. He's going to use the greatest power of the last 6,000 years as an example that you might be powerful, but I'm all powerful. You might sit on the throne, but I sit higher. You may have had some influence, but I influence everything from the very molecule to the atoms. This God raising his hand and saying, I accept the challenge. I take on this superpower, and I'm going to make you look at her. And when you look at her, you're going to say, is this that nation that made the whole world tremble in fear before God got a hold to her? You were scared of her. But when God set out against her, the whole world is making mark of her and challenging her reign and her rule over the nations of earth. We got an awesome God who has come to us to deliver us from this. That's why her dollar is dying. That's why her economy is in the tanks. That's why her military is being stretched and challenged to break her stranglehold over her ex-slaves. That is the core of everything that is going on around the world. Because if the dollar doesn't collapse, if the economy doesn't blow up or collapse, if the military is not strained and broken, then you don't go free. This is your freedom, brothers and sisters. You should be rejoicing in this. The book tells you, when you see these things, look up. Look up to what? Higher things. Get off that plane of foolishness and elevate your mind to higher things. Look up. For your redemption is now. Some of you can't see it because you still held down for the lowly things. You don't ascend like an angel. You descend into filth and degradation because you can't see nothing out of the miry clay that this white man has stumped you in. Brothers and sisters, everybody gonna recognize this. God ain't gonna let you have no excuse. Because the job that he's doing is such a mighty work, and it has not been done in the annals of history since the black man has been here, and we've been here over 76 trillion years. This is a great work because we allow the weaker part of ourselves a chance to rule so that we can see the wisdom that was hidden in us. And now that we see how that secret wisdom affects man and the mind of man and the life of man, we no longer want that. So we're going to do away with that wisdom. All right? We're going to look at each other as brothers, real brothers, sisters, real sisters, not backstabbing, mumbling, temperance that go behind the scene and stab you in the back. See, all of this comes to you and I. The killing on the street. This is the purification process. Breaking up our economy. Brothers and sisters, tell me, you cannot, not one of y'all that listens to this show, and I know I'm being censored, I know I'm being banned on all platforms, that multiple, Facebook will only let me reply to certain things here and there. I'm banned from that. On all three platforms, the Red Pill Diary, the Harlem 1555 blog, and Rashid Muhammad. I take it as a badge of honor. They do that to me on YouTube. YouTube just took another 20 subscribers just a few days ago. They do this. And then when I put a video up there, sometimes they erase it, so it might take me all night to get one video up. So I know what's going on. They don't want you to see the reality of the judgment because it hurts. That's why this white man is lashing out. That's why you got so many cameras. Because think about this. They have ruled without challenge and without rival. They had influence without rival, without challenge. They enjoyed the luxuries on the back of you. And now all of that is being taken from them. Don't you get out there protesting this white man. This man will kill you. He's losing everything. He is a killer, and he's a murderer from the beginning. You get out there protesting this man will run you over, shoot you, have you on camera, and still go free. See, some of you didn't get this understanding. Some of you didn't get that. So you go out there and think you're a part of the peace movement, and you march. You're going to march upon some death prematurely. This, we are still in this man's house, and you got to respect him. His flag still flies over this land. Going out there acting a fool with this man. This man don't care nothing about life. Look around the globe. Well, I'll pick up my gun. I'll pick up this. Saddam Hussein had a million men on tanks, battleships, warplanes, missiles. Did that stop this white man from bombing the hell out of him? You in his border with a stick and a knife, and you got to go to him to get a gun, and then you got to go to him to get bullets. Then if you get shot, you got to go to him for medical care. You crazy as hell. You got to let God do. See, some of you impatient. Oh, we haven't seen Master Farah Muhammad since 1930. We haven't seen, man, listen to me. Smith me with that. You don't even have power. Some of you don't even have power in your own house. Your wives and children rule over you, and you talking about this foolishness. You better let God do what he promised he was going to do. If you believe in it. He ain't let you down this far. Look what's going on with this American white man. He's losing everything on the promise of God. See, some of you get impatient with it. Man, I'm telling you, the time is going. I thought we still had like an hour to go. God. Listen. Tears from the Empire and the Memoirs of War is real. This man is crying. The Empire is crying. She's losing her position. And yet it's all being jotted down in her history of war. These are her memoirs. She's waging war at home against you and war abroad against everybody else. And it takes somebody more powerful than this beast to tame this beast. Because if you look at Russia, Russia got the same thing she has. And Russia, they want to be considered the West Coast. Russia's not in no hurry to change the system, even though she wants to be the head. She's not in a, because she knows the ramifications of that. The white man loses his power universally. So she's not in a rush for that. Okay? That's why America can prod and nod her and do this and that. Because she understands. But see, When God decrees something, I don't care. He'll let you peep into what he's saying, and you'll still be snared because you're not wise enough to outthink the greatest thinker. He is the master strategist. And he lays snares, and you fall right into him. Boom, 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 boom. I'm talking about the white man. Boom, 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 boom. Can't do nothing about it. He's going to tell you his moves. Then you're going to try to make some contrary. Then when you try to make some contrary, that contrary move puts you right in line to fall into the snare that he laid before you because you're not outthinking the God of the universe. Let's go to this. As I said, in Michael Snyder's The Collapse blog. I know I was talking about this before, but I had to get that stuff off my chest because we lose focus sometimes about the real reason that Russia is being put against America, what China is being put against America, that what the 10 horns of the South and Central American nations are rising up against America. We lose sight of all that. And the core of it all is you and I. We are the apple of God's eye. All the people are going to have to bow down to that. That's why they mad. That's why they are mad. Because the lowest of the earth will be raised in the highest position by God. Boy, that's a turnaround, ain't it? That's a turnaround. It's like when you was on crack and you was out in the streets and you were dirty, stinky, funky, and doing everything that was unconscionable. And then you hear the word of God and overnight or within weeks when somebody sees this, whoa, that's you? Man, I remember when second. You say, well, that was in the past. That's dead. And they see you, and now you're a business owner. And you're affecting change of the lives of other people. That's what's going on. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Well, let's go into this article real quick so we can play a few clips. I know y'all want to hear some clips. Brothers and sisters, I'm just passionate about this, and I know the truth. And if you have the truth, you're supposed to share that light with everybody while there's still time. And I don't fear no man. I truly believe what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches is sufficient. It has proved to be sufficient in my life. And every time I tried to do something outside of that, I wind up failing dramatically. So I know what it has been for me. And I'm a living testimony to that. And I have my flaws. But in all my flaws, with my heart, I love my people. I love my people. I love to help you understand that God loves you. Because we've been hated so much. We hated by everybody. We've been hated by each other. We need some type of love that transcends the position that we are in now. Not looking at the position that we're in now, but we're looking to the promise that God gave us. And that's why I fight day and night to get on the air, to put some articles out to do. That's why I do it, because I know what God promised, and I know it's the truth. And I'm willing to defend it against any and everybody. And if you feel what you have, it's superior. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. We go shake, rattle, and roll, baby boy and baby girl. The name of the article is titled, "We are being warned that a horrifying stock market crash, which could wipe out trillions, has now begun." Now, Mr. Snyder writes, "What would our country look like if an epic market crash suddenly wipes out $35 trillion in financial wealth? You may not want to think about something so horrible, but we are being warned that it could soon happen." Now, stop right there. If you go to YouTube on the Red Pill Diaries, all one word, there was a show I did over a year ago called We're Number One No More. And in that, I give you the stats. I show you the stats. I play the clips, and I show you where America has lost her prestige and her place among the nations. I show you without a shadow of a doubt that America is in debt now. If America was a $20 trillion economy and lost $16 trillion of that or more, that leaves her to $4 trillion. And if She's been printing money. See, I like to get to the core of this because these people, they always pussyfoot around this or play around this or whatever like this. No pun intended. Play around it. They always give America more credit than she's due. So if we look at her numbers and she says she lost $16 trillion, and then we see that there's a steadily decline in tax revenue. There's a steady incline of deficit spending. There's a steady incline in trade deficit. How in the hell can you still be a positive $4 trillion? Any bookkeeping will show you in the negative. And if you top that with $35 trillion more, come on, brothers and sisters, not including what his name said, I forget the professor said about 10 years ago about America. He says that, and this was 8 to 10 years ago when he said that America was $222 trillion in debt then. Then. Things didn't get better. They got worse. So how the hell can she get out of this? See, I make you think. We're not going to have a short memory. America don't have a short memory. Look how she went after Gaddafi. After Gaddafi put America out of Libya decades before. She didn't forget about that. She went and bided her time and remembered that for 30 years. Sanctioned him, false flag attacks against him, killing his family. Then she waged a hellified war to just destroy his people and the government of his people. So we got to be that way, too. We got to have a long memory. Right? So listen. It says, have been falling for 3 weeks in a row now. And last week was the worst week for U.S. stocks in a really, really long time. The S&P 500 is now down more than 8% from the peak of the market, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ is already in correction territory. At this point, the NASDAQ is off to its worst beginning to a year in decades, and many are extremely concerned about what is coming next. In fact, Bank of America is warning that all hell breaks loose if the NASDAQ closes below 14,000. Hopefully, that won't happen this week, but it might. Last week, one of the most respected names in the financial world made headlines all over the globe when he warned that the stock market crash, which has now begun, will end the super bubble that Wall Street has been enjoying for so many years. Jeremy Grantham, the famed investor who for decades has been calling market bubbles, said the historic collapse a year ago is underway, and even intervention by the Federal Reserve can't prevent an eventual plunge of almost 50%. Stop right there. So what we are learning is that the situation that America now finds herself in, she will not be able to extricate herself from. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a clip that goes along with that. So this is a clip from Peter Schiff. I think it's Fox News. It's about 6 minutes. Won't you listen here as they talk about the dire situation of the economy?
We're going to bring in Chief Economist and Global Strategist at Europac, Peter Schiff, to analyze what's happening to our economy and whether people like Jerome Powell can actually attempt to fix this thing. Peter, it's good to have you on. In the simplest of terms, explain what it is that we learned today about how they're going to try and fix this inflation problem.
But we didn't learn anything. They're not going to fix the problem. They're going to make the problem worse. And first of all, they're lying about the extent of the problem, because 7.1%, which is supposedly going to be reported tomorrow as the increase in the consumer price index for 2021, that doesn't really measure consumer prices accurately. If we just used the same CPI that we used during the 70s and the 80s and applied the numbers today, we would get about 15% inflation for 2021. So this year, or last year, was worse than any year of the 1970s. And it was worse than 1980 when the CPI was up 13.5%. So this is the worst inflation we've ever seen. But unfortunately, it's going to get worse because we have just seen the tip of an inflationary iceberg.
How did they do this to us? What did they do?
Quantitative easing. Yeah. How do you think? The Federal Reserve created the problem. They've been printing all this money but they sent the printing presses into overdrive during the pandemic. But we had an even bigger problem. The government forced people to stop working during the pandemic. So people weren't on the job. They weren't producing goods. They weren't supplying services. They should have spent less money because they weren't earning money. The government made the mistake of sending everybody stimulus money so they can go out and spend money to buy products that didn't even exist because they weren't created. That's why we have a supply shortage, because everybody is spending money that the Fed printed, not money that they earned producing goods and providing services. So it's a double whammy. Prices are going ballistic, and this year is going to be worse than last.
What happens? I mean, so they're going to raise interest rates next year a few times, it sounds like, and they're going to drive them up to a level that won't even it doesn't even seem substantial to me. Yeah. 2%.
Well, you know, there's an old expression about spitting in the ocean, right? Well, I don't even think there's spit here. You know, there's definitely an ocean of inflation. Powell is talking about gradually raising the interest rate from 0 to 1% by the end of this year, and then maybe 2% by the end of next year. Inflation is already 7%, even if you accept the government's numbers, which are a lie. How do you fight 7% inflation with 2% interest rates? Remember, the Fed had interest rates at 2.5% in December of 2018 when they had no inflation to fight. The CPI was only up 1.9% in 2018, yet the Fed is not even going to raise interest rates now to a level they were back then. So the whole thing is a lie. The truth is, if the Fed actually raised interest rates high enough to fight inflation, it would crush the economy. We'd have a worse financial crisis than 2008. Stock market would crash, bond market, real estate market. Government would have to slash spending because interest rates would skyrocket. And so to prevent that from happening, the Fed is going to not fight inflation, and that's why it's going to get so much worse. But this is a problem that the government created.
And we just live in this kind of artificial fake little world where everything seems fine, and they've created this kind of this fake world where everything, the economy seems healthy, and they've built all this for political reasons, right, so that they can win elections.
Until you look beneath the surface, it seems healthy. We have record trade deficits, record budget deficits. We're bleeding red ink. We're living in a gigantic bubble, and now we're starting to see that because prices are really starting to rise, and there's no way to stop them from going up, and this is when everything comes collapsing down. Because eventually, this stagflationary environment that we're in, which will be much worse in the 1970s, more inflation and a weaker economy is going to prick that bubble. So even if the Fed won't prick it, the markets are going to prick it for them.
$29 trillion in debt right now. What would you tell people? You know, we've got people all over the board here, people that are working still, that have kids in college. We've got people that are retired. What do you do right now to avoid the worst of what could be coming here?
Well, the worst of what's coming could be hyperinflation. I mean, you used that word earlier. We're not there yet, but that's exactly where we're headed. And if you're retired and you want to stay retired, or if you're planning on retiring, you better get out of dollars. You got to get out of U.S. dollar-denominated assets. Those are any kind of debt instruments in dollars. Inflation is going to wipe you out. It's a gigantic tax, and it's going to impoverish an entire generation unless they act quickly to get into real assets. Foreign assets, I like buying foreign stocks, good dividend-paying stocks, commodities, you know, energy, agriculture, minerals, precious metals, industrial metals. You have to own real things that can't be printed, because if you just own paper, you're going to get wiped out.
What's real estate right now in this country? I mean, if you own houses, if you own apartments.
I'd rather own that than debt. But, you know, I think real estate in most parts of the country is going to have, you know, a tough time because we're going to be in a massive recession. And so if you have rental property, your tenants may not be able to pay the rent.
Yeah.
And the cost of utilities is going to skyrocket, maintenance, taxes. Everything is going to get very expensive. So I'd rather own investment property outside the United States in countries that are in much better fiscal condition than the U.S. and aren't on the verge of a complete, you know, sovereign debt and currency crisis. But, you know, it's the people who have loaned money to other people to buy real estate. They're going to get hurt the most because their loans are going to get inflated away because they're going to be repaid in worthless money.
I knew it was going to be an interesting conversation. I think a lot of people feel what you're talking about, but it's hard for most people to, I think, understand it the way that you do. But, I mean, it's quite a situation
well,
this miserable government has put us into.
People should listen to my podcast. I've been talking about this, you know, when the Fed was saying inflation was transitory, I was pointing out back then that they were lying, that it was just going to keep getting worse. So, you know, the Fed, you know, made a huge bet on transitory inflation, and now they're making an even bigger bet that it's going to go away by itself. It's not. And so people have to take action.
Peter, thank you so much for coming on, explaining it to us. You've effectively scared the hell out of me, but we appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure.
My pleasure, he says. Thank you, Peter.
All praise is due to Allah. You see what's going on? And he talked about getting out of American assets. Listen, this is going to be a global crisis, all right? Because Allah is not just removing America. He's removing the fundamental system that the white world built and relied on to siphon off wealth and labor from the rest of the world. The whole system is coming down. America is just the main pillar of that system. I want you to know that. So Peter talked about a sovereign debt crisis in America. But now, I want you to listen to what this is. This is a short definition. The phrase sovereign debt crisis means a sovereign debt crisis occurs when a country is unable to pay its bills, but this doesn't happen overnight. There are plenty of warning signs. So we see the warning signs, right? We see the warning signs. And this goes to the heart of what Elijah Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, was warning you about for decades and decades when he says the powerful, rich country, rich world of Christianity. And then he puts an emphasis on America. So he's talking about the entire world, right? Right? He's talking about that entire world. But then he wants to really put emphasis on the pillar of that world, which is America, right? I want you to pay close attention to this, all right? Hold on, they're messing with my microphone, too. So hold on 1 second. Man, come on, Blog Talk. Let us finish. We have 11 minutes. Let us finish this out. All right, here it is. He says, the powerful, rich world of Christianity, especially America, is made to seem as immovable as the mountains. We look at it now. Well, we'll be in Asia forever. We're not planning on going there. We're repositioning. We're repositioning 60 to 70% of our military assets there. We'll be in the Middle East forever. We're going to be in Africa forever. We're going to do this. We're going to plan this. We plotted the plan and we said that we're going to finance this and we're going to do this, and the economy will rebound. And then you believe that and you buy that mess that they're selling you on the air. But what Elijah Muhammad said, it's made to seem as immovable as the mountain. Then Muhammad dropped something on you. But it is not impossible to remove mountains. They can be removed by high explosives. What are the high explosives Almighty God Allah is using on America? At the base of her civilization, he's destroying her dollar. He had laid a nuclear bomb to the American way of life by enticing America in the 70s to unhinge or unhook her dollar from gold and silver. So it had no tangible or real backing. And America thought that if she could go around the world holding a gun to people's heads and force them to buy oil and gas under the dollar scheme, this would go on forever, so she could finance her deficits. She could finance her way of life. And then she could export inflation. And she could manipulate economies around the world who were trapped in the dollar cycle. She thought that this would be forever. But Muhammad says, but it's not impossible to remove mountains. So how is, we're looking at it, nations are dollar swapping. They're moving the dollar out and doing currency swaps. Nations are having trade agreements with each other that are outside of the Western world. This puts more strain on the dollar and the euro because less and less nations are willing to accept that because they know the consequences that come with that. And so America has to finance her government through debt. And we know how that ends. If you're a person that lives in your own house and you have a budget and you continue to spend over your budget, Well, we all know how that ends, right? All right? So Muhammad goes and says, they can be removed by high explosives. Because America was inebriated with being the world superpower, because she was inebriated and drunk off having the world reserve currency, she thought that she had a scheme that was wiser than what God had for her. So she starts spinning and spinning and spinning, and now she's caught into this. And like Peter Schiff says, they have to continue to print debt. They got to continue to spin, because if they don't, the system explodes. But check this out. But if they continue to spin, it implodes and explodes too. So she's caught in a catch-22. So it's they can be removed by high explosives. So wealth and power can also be reduced to nothing. So Muhammad was talking about wealth and power, because he ended that paragraph with that sentence. So wealth and power can also be reduced to nothing. So he was giving you an analogy of something. Okay? And now you see that Elijah Muhammad's words rang true when you talk about the fall of America. So this goes also to something that he says in the fall of America. Let's see, I think it's, give me a second. Page 52. He says, the coming of Allah in search for the black lost members of their nation today is to make himself known. Stop right there. How does he make himself known? Because nobody was able to take on the superpower. Nobody was able to destroy her wealth. Nobody was able to make the so-called richest nation, who never thought she'd see poverty, be drowned in poverty. Nobody was able to confuse the heads of state of America. So God manifests these things on his arrival to manifest that he is present and he's working out the eventual plan for his elect. Okay? So he goes further and says, so he can conquer our captives by using weapons which they have no power. They don't have no power to resist this. How can America resist spending? She can't. Because if she does, the system implodes. If she doesn't, the system implodes. How can America resist being in other people's business? It costs money to do that. It costs money for bases. It costs money to deploy troops. It costs money for war games. So she has to be much more of a burden to the empire. Okay? It says, he, Allah, will bring a tax of divine judgment of their world. Their world. He didn't just say America. Their world, without the use of contrived weapons. So what God did, he took their corruption, their greed, their arrogance, and as the book said, he fed it back to them as if it was sweet wine. And now they have become drunk off that, and that is their own undoing. So now when they wake up, it is like a cancer patient who had cancer. Cancer was growing and growing and growing. By the time that cancer patient, because the cancer patient took no preventative maintenance, when the cancer patient finally recognized that the cancer is there, it has metastasized and it is now critical, and she can't do anything about it. That's the same thing that has come to the system of America and come to the system, the global financial system, under white domination. Allah brought it to his knees, and he did it by degrees for which the world cannot perceive, right? So, as Peter Schiff said, this economy got to fall. It got to implode. As Gregory Mendelino says, it has to fall, implode, but it will be biblical, he says. Right? He and I both say that. And he says, the loss of life will be equivalent to a thermonuclear exchange. Hmm? So Muhammad says this, to prove that America's fallen. Messenger Muhammad writes, Allah came to give justice and freedom to us and to make us equal members in the society of the new, not old, the new, powerful, strong, and wise people of the earth. Since that day, what day, Elijah Muhammad? The 4th of July, 1930, has meant the doom of American domination over the black men of America and the black people of the earth. Stop right there. Why did he choose that day? Because that is the day that the most powerful nation of the white world celebrated her own independence. So God came on that day making himself known to break her power and to give us the independence that that nation deprived us of. So he goes to the very base of their power because he was chipping away at it by degree. There was a work that needed to be done in between the July 4th, 1930 up to the date. So he couldn't just bring it all down at one time. There was a work, a process that had to take place, a manifestation of certain things. And now we see the ramifications of those days and years and decades right here, right? They started to notice a little bit in 1965 when they started robbing the silver out of the coin. Started to notice it in the 1970s when they stole the silver out of the half dollar. They really started to notice it in 71 when they took the world off the gold and silver standard. And it only metastasized to 2002, to 2004 when they removed the Steagall Act. Then 2008, and now up to the date. The corruption and the greed of it has brought the entire world of the white man, especially and specifically America, to her knees. She can't get past this one. See, this is being orchestrated by the Lord of the world. Ain't no getting past it. So Muhammad says, and I want you to pay close attention. Muhammad says, ever since that day, what day? July 4th, 1930. Ever since that day, America has been falling. America's fall is not imminent. It's not imminent. It is now going on. America refused to break her fall when she could have broken her fall. As the Bible teaches us, Babylon could have been healed, but she was not. She did not want such a forgiveness. So she didn't give us freedom. She didn't give us justice. She didn't give us a home for ourselves. She didn't let us separate. She tricked us. She became more arrogant, more deceitful. And so God gets a hold of her to show her that you've been in wars before, but none like this one. Because none can chastise you as I will chastise you this day. And we are witnessing the chastisement and the destruction of the so-called great American empire right before our eyes. And it is a very marvelous and grateful work for us to see you. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the redemption, and the upliftment of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the globe, know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. I don't love you to death. You've been dead for 400 years. I love you to life. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Savior, and my Redeemer, Almighty God Allah, who has come to us in the most magnificent person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due forever, his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Until you next hear my voice and we next speak again, stay strong, stay tuned, but above all things, stay righteous. With a full nation salute, I love you all. Assalamu alaikum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
Said I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roads we take. Hope is now.